Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you. It is my privilege to be invited into your homes on this Wednesday morning to be able to share a few moments in God's Word with you. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 21. And here Paul describes himself and other apostles as Christ's servants. And he describes the work of apostles as faithful servants of Christ. Paul exhorts the Corinthians not to pass judgment on others and to wait until the Lord returns, at which time final judgment will occur. The passage concludes with Paul stating that he is sending Timothy, a co-worker in Christ, to visit the Corinthians and to carry on the teachings Paul had begun. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. You should think of us as Christ's servants who have been put in charge of God's secret truths. The one thing required of such servants is that they be faithful to their master. Now, I am not at all concerned about being judged by you or any other human standard. I don't even pass judgment on myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not prove that I am really innocent. The Lord is the one who passes judgment on me. So you should not pass judgment on anyone before the right time comes. Final judgment must wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light the dark secrets and expose the hidden purposes of people's minds. And then all will receive from God the praise they deserve. For your sake, my friends, I have applied all this to Apollos and me, using the two of us as an example, so that you may learn what the saying means, observe the proper rules. None of you should be proud of the one and despise another. Who made you superior to others? Didn't God give you everything you have? Well, then how can you boast as if what you have were not a gift? Do you already have everything you need? Are you already rich? Have you become kings even though we are not? Well, I wish you really were kings so that we could be kings together with you. For it seems to me that God has given the very last place to us apostles, like people condemned to die in public, as a spectacle for the whole world of angels and of human beings. For Christ's sake, we are fools, but you are wise in union with Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. We are despised, but you are honored. To this very moment, we go hungry and thirsty, and we are clothed in rags. We are beaten. We wander from place to place. We wear ourselves out with hard work. When we are cursed, we bless. When we are prosecuted, we endure. When we are insulted, we answer back with kind words. We are no more than this world's garbage. We are the scum of the earth to this very moment. I write this to you not because I want to make you feel ashamed, but to instruct you as my own dear children. For even if you have 10,000 guardians in your Christian life, you have only one Father. For in your life, in union with Christ Jesus, I have become your Father by bringing the good news to you. I beg you then to follow my example. For this purpose, I am sending to you Timothy, who is my own dear and faithful son in the Christian life. He will remind you of the principles which I follow in the new life in union with Christ Jesus and what I teach in all the churches everywhere. Some of you have become proud because you have thought that I would not be coming to visit you. If the Lord is willing, however, I will come to you soon, and then I will find out for myself the power of which these proud people have, and not just what they say. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power. Which do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a whip or in a spirit of love and gentleness. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, where Paul writes, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power." It's interesting here, beloved, that Paul does not say strength. There is a big difference between power and strength. And we have power, we have authority, because God has given us authority. And we should use that authority to walk our lives out in such a way that our lives are living testimonies of the power in God's life. That's why I have told you so many times, expect great things from God. Expect miracles in your life, because it is when the power of God is revealed that people are drawn to Jesus for salvation. And yes, you can share the gospel message, and many times people will accept Jesus, you know, upon reception of the gospel message. But what people are drawn to is power, spiritual power. And so our lives should be a reflection of God's power in us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to be your servant as I seek to follow the principles of your teachings and live in union with you. In faith, I believe that the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power. And I pledge my obedience and loyalty to you. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we're going to take a little step back to Psalm 14. And here, from heaven, the Lord sees human wickedness. So until tomorrow, may God richly bless, is my prayer.